would be, oh, sorry. Can someone read this one, please? So I would like everybody, prepare yourself. Really, I'm serious. Prepare yourself to surrender to Supreme Lord Sri Ram and Krishna, even for one moment, even for a second. It has an unlimited benefit. So please, somebody, this is Lord Ram promised. Can someone read this and then I'm going to explain just a few minutes.
Sakrit eva papannoyas tavasmi kucha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmi dadami ekujatam mama.
Very good.
It is translation. It is my vow that if only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for fearlessness, I shall immediately award fearlessness to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on.
Very nice. So you all know Vibhishan. This is something very relevant. Ramanuja Acharya spoke. Most of our Acharya spoke. Even Prabhupada spoke in Madhyalila chapter 9, 199. You can read later. So I'm going to give a little synopsis of this. This is such a relevant to our life. Vibhishan story will teach us our real challenge is to bring changes from within. By changing our externals, Prabhus and mothers, our internal is not going to change. You all know. I'm just repeating what I heard from you all. By wearing dhoti or sari or kurta, our desires are not going to change. I hope you all agree. By wearing a Vaishnava tilaka, our desires are not going to change. Yes, the external appearance of a devotee is an important aspect of bhakti, but it does have some effect on our consciousness. But it is not the all in all of being a devotee. The real challenge is to bring changes from within. Donning the dress of a devotee externally is difficult, but not that difficult. The real difficulty is in donning the attire of a devotee internally. Why? You may think, because who we are is not a product of our external, but our internals. This is what Prabhupada spoke in one lecture. So my understanding is God does not see our external. He is more interested in our internals. The world may be impressed with the external. If I have an iron shirt, I don't know if anybody ever experienced that. It's all good. It's nothing wrong. You know, they would say, wow, you look very sharp. Yeah, it's good. Good impression. But God is impressed. Krishna is impressed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is impressed. Lord Ram is impressed only by the internal. A devotee is not a person of form, but a person of substance. Our internal change, not by changing our externals, but by working on changing our internal. So with that note, I'm going to ask everybody to raise hand. First, we're going to read the translation. First, raise hand, even for one moment. Please, please, I beg you. Just do it for your own sake. Raise your hand wherever you are, lying down or standing or sitting. However you are is not important. It is important that you raise your hand and for one moment say, my Lord, I really want to surrender to you right now. I'm completely giving you. So please, somebody read it and then we are going to do it. Can someone read it nicely, please?
Krishna tumara hanaya vimone ekamara maya ganga hote Krishna tare kare para. Translation: one is immediately freed from the clutches of maya. He feels seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So I'm begging all of you, please listen to this, what I understood from this is so important. This is Mahaprabhu spoke. Mothers and Prabhus, what is the value of prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by the years in these worlds? This is what we read in Bhagavatam, in Bhakti Japa Sangha group. Prabhupada said, if you remember, better one moment of full consciousness, one moment, because that will enable each of us to search after our ultimate interest. Even one moment of surrender has a permanent result. I boldly say to myself and to all of you, that is the power of devotional service. That's why in Ramayana, that verse is there, given there before. It's also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this verse Mahaprabhu gave. That from this day, my Lord, I am yours. Krishna will release each of us from the clutches of material energy and accept each of us as his intimate devotee. That feeling, even if for a moment, if we can do right now, that nobody else, nothing else, I just want to give my life to Krishna, will make a permanent imprint on our consciousness. So even if the next moment is forgetfulness of Krishna, even if it goes on and just forgets, even say somebody fell down from today Bhakti Japa Sangha, they surrendered for a moment and they fell down. But please listen, this is a Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's own opinion. He said, at some point, Krishna will not let that soul go. He will make a plan to bring that soul back. And that soul, even for a moment, he said, I am your, my Lord, from today on. Krishna will make an arrangement. And that soul will remember the sweet taste of that one moment surrender. It is actually very sweet taste. It is the most wonderful position to be in as a surrender soul. There is no safer position in entire creation. So please raise your hand and just chant one time Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everybody, please. I hope everybody is hearing. Everybody, please raise your hand and chant loudly with this mantra. Just say loudly, Krishna tumar hai jyoti pale ek baar, maya banda hai Krishna tare kare. My Lord, from today I am your. Please say it loudly. My Lord,
my Lord,
I am your.
Please
accept me.
As a servant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now if you say, how do I hold on to that mood? Four things you can do, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, and I'll end my class with this. Four things you can do to hold that conception, hold that state of surrender. This is come from Patravali, that he gave a lecture, which is written in a book format called Patravali. He said, if you do four things, then you can hold that surrender position. First thing he says, akinchanattam. Akinchanattam means, my Lord, I possess nothing of my own. You send your own intimate associate as my guru. I'm just following his order as best as possible. And I thank you. This is first. Second, ananya gatittvam. Ananya gatittvam means, my Lord, I possess nothing on my own. I have no other destination. You have sent your intimate friend as my guru to take me back. I'm ready to go back. I have no other desire. Whatever guru wants me to do, I will. Third, he says, saktitvam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur explains, Krishna has a omnipotency. He will allow you to have that access of omnipotency when you desire strongly that I will love Krishna and Krishna's people at every moment. Then omnipotency will start entering in you to redirect your consciousness towards him. And the final, last one is saralata. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chittete Kariya Aikya Arna Kariya Mane Asha. Your will, Guru's will, is my will, nothing else. My Lord, do not check my background because I have a horrible monster, demoniac nature, non-devotional quality. But you will deliver me because of simplicity, and I'll hold on to that simplicity, saralata. So, akinchanattam, ananya gatittam, shaktittam, saralata. These four things will keep you stay, surrender, and go back home. Go back home means wherever the service, devotional service, is there. Okay, I'll end here. Thank you for paying your wonderful attention. And I hope some of you can give me some reflection. What are you going to take away from today's discussion? I'm sorry I was rushing and could not figure it out, everything to say.
Thank you so much, Prabhupada. Wonderful Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra. And thank you for so sharing so many stories and pastimes. I like one point, Prabhuji. Rama follows his guru's directions without escaping. Likewise, we are also should follow our guru directions if any difficulties also comes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Without delay, I would like to ask devotees, if anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. First of all, thank you so much. It was so wonderful to hear you on this auspicious day. A lot of new insights I got to hear about Sri Ramachandra's pastime. So I'm really grateful to you for giving us all those insights. The last one thing you spoke about, the four things that one need to keep in mind to hold the mood of surrender. I'm afraid I didn't get the third one. I'll repeat the first, second, and the fourth. The third one, I would appreciate if you could help me understand better, please. The first one you spoke about, akinchanatvam. The second one, ananyagatitvam. Fourth one, saralatvam. Can you please repeat the third one and explain, please? Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Shakti, the potency, Shaktitam. Shakti, here it says, Sarva Shaktiman, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, that Krishna is always endowed with inconceivable potency. When we choose to love him, that inconceivable potency will ignite our heart to actually serve him with that love.
Thank you so much, but I still didn't get to understand or rather related to the mood of surrender. I'm really sorry. I was not able to understand and relate.
Okay. In order to surrender, when you say surrender, surrender is not a something physical so much. I mean, physically we do things, but surrender more of a state of consciousness where we yes. hold on to these four aspect according to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. That to say from today I am your, but how do we act after a few moments? Maybe it's like, well, I said I am your, but actually I am for myself too. I need to eat, I need to do this, I need to do this. So with these four points, you're going to start connecting with each point that how you're going to connect. Actually, this is all part of the surrender. Okay. So say you say, I'm not feeling well. Then you're going to say, I'm not feeling well. Who is I am feeling, not feeling well? Is that the body is not feeling well, or the subtle mind is not feeling well, or the soul? Well, soul is always well in the service.
Yes.
The physical may be challenging, maybe mind may be challenging. Then you will be like literally on your own directing the consciousness. How you will get empowered? From Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti will enter in you and say, yes, I can do it. I can do it. Before I could not do it, today I'm going to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
And you'll be surprised. And once you get the taste of it, you don't want to come out of it.
Right.
Thank you, Mata.
Got it, Prabhu. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother. Any other?
Yeah. If there are no more questions, we can close, Mataji. It's 8:04.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. If nobody have questions, we can end the call here, Prabhuji, with your permission.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you. And we look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji.
Nanto Kodi Vaishnavinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhakti Japa Sangha Group ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.